lurks in the midnight hour, creeping in the night. Legend says that ghouls wait in the dark to scratch and bite. Restless, senseless, predisposed to dark. We gather in the haunted house tonight. We gather in the haunted
Fire! among. We're here to sing with you along. This is the Soul Collector's song. Sing and spare your life.
Come sing with me your final song. We're here to sing it all night long. This is the Soul Collector's song.
Hello, cast members. It's your favorite creep, Jeff, with another edition of what I like to call Halloween music for your ghoulish night. That's right, as many of you already know, every year at this exact time, I put together a collection of 13 songs for y'all to enjoy as you celebrate the greatest holiday ever invented. For 1 hour, I help you get into the Samhain spirit with hand-selected tunes guaranteed to make your ghoulish night that much more fun. This year, I've chosen to concentrate on horror-related musicals, and you might be surprised at the fun and horrible musicals that are available to keep you in the monster spirit. And I started things off with a couple of normalish sounding tunes. Normalish in that they are not Halloween musical-related, or horror musical-related anyway. We started off with Miss FD's Down in the Dungeon, a definite party tune, if you ask me, about hanging out down in the dungeon with all the monsters and such. And we followed that up with Von Kantos, The Cellar of Souls. This band is an amazing heavy metal a cappella band. That's right, that drummer you hear pounding in the background is the only actual instrument besides voices in that band. Pretty awesome, right? And The Cellar of Souls, of course, is a classic metal tune. But before we get this party rolling, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that you can contact us at feedback@creepercast.com. You can call us and leave us a voicemail because we would love to hear your creepy voices at 503-454-6941. And as always, you can find everything Creepercast and horror related at creepercast.com. And don't forget to friend us on Facebook. We like having friends. We're weird that way. You can friend us at Facebook at Facebook.com/CreeperCast. All right, let's get this party rolling with some musicals. Right, that's what we're here to do. Creepy Halloween-related musicals. And we're going to start things off with, of all things, Evil Dead the Musical. Let's do the Necronomicon, shall we?
Before the living.
Do we womp like tag team?
Not without a bloodstream.
Let's rock arena like that group did.
No, that's just stupid.
Deadites always like to get their freak on. And when we get together, we do the Necronomicon. Do the Necronomicon. Do the Necronomicon. Come on, come on and do the Necronomicon.
You gotta follow the moves. To the letter.
Ah!
It's just like the time warp.
What?
Only better!
First we jump, then we sink down, then we get back up and lasso all around. Then we spin, clap our hands, we take a big moment to acknowledge the band.
Yeah.
To the robot and a sprinkler, and finish it off. We're
just wait a little bit.
Can't be beaten with the shoe.
Not till we're done the tune.
Can we mutilate these fools?
No, follow the rules.
I say we attack.
What are you on, crack? After our dance, we'll attack our old friends. But before we do that, let's Necronomicon again.
First we jump, then we sink down. Then we get back up and lasso all around. Then we spin, clap our hands, and take a big moment to acknowledge the band.
Be a miner than a trapper any day.
You guys don't even know what it means to be a trapper.
Yeah. Tell them, French.
I can catch a helpless animal, skin it with my bare hands. I wake up muddy and I go to bed bloody, 'cause I'm a trapping man. I can brave the nastiest weather, even if it's 80 below. My pa was an elephant, but that's irrelevant. My ma was an Eskimo. I eat rabbit's heads for breakfast, with beaver butt on the side. My mind's magnificent, my body no different. I'm full of trapper pride. Yo-ho! Rip their fur, cut their skin with my knife. Yo-ho! One thing for sure, nothing like the trapping life. I'm better than the baddest sailor. I make love to women 10 feet tall. I've got a chest of wonder and balls of thunder. I can break right through a wall. I love the sound of metal snapping on an animal's head. Sometimes they scupper, sometimes they whimper, but they always end up dead.
I've always wanted to be somebody who didn't get pushed around. Now that I'm a trapper, I'm the meanest guy around.
Second meanest!
The blood of a fresh-caught rodent is as sweet as brandied wine. And the brain of an antelope tastes like cantaloupe. What a yummy life.
Yo-ho!
Yo-ho! Rip their fur, cut their eyes out with my knife. Yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
Oh, stop. That's sick.
I agree.
I thought I was singing in the wrong key.
No, I wasn't. It was Lautzenheiser. I was singing in E-flat minor.
The song's in F-sharp major.
I think they're the same thing. I mean, E-flat is the relative minor of F-sharp.
No, it isn't. The relative minor is 3 half-tones down from the major, not up.
No, it's 3 down, like A is the relative minor of C major.
But isn't A-sharp in C major? Wait, are you singing Mixolydian scales or something?
A-sharp is tonic to C major. It's the 6.
No, it isn't.
Well, it'd be like a raised 13th, if anything.
Oh, well, you guys are just a bunch of loser diggers anyhow.
Oh, see? You know we're right.
All right, that last one was from Cannibal, the musical. It was called The Trapper Song. And if you've ever seen the musical, or the movie, anyway, the subsequent movie that came out along with it, yeah, I'd rather be a trapper too, because otherwise you have to be a cannibal. That one way is, of course, brought to us by those South Park boys, Trey and Matt, and they're going to appear again later, I promise, and you know, I realize that maybe it's not horror-related, but we are talking about cannibals, and I do like the fact that they keep talking about how, you know, if you can trap and kill and, you know, go to bed with blood in your hands, it's a lot better than not doing it or being a miner. Yeah, who wants to be a miner? Next up, Repo, the Genetic Opera's Night Surgeon. This is when we get to hear Giles really rock it out. I believe I might have played this one last year. If not, oh well, if I did, hey, it's a good song from Repo, the Genetic Opera, and you need to see this movie if you haven't seen it yet. I'm going to follow that one up with Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Epiphany. And by personal preference, I've decided not to go with the Johnny Depp version. We're going to go with a classic 80s actually played on Broadway version. And after that, we'll see what's next. What do you say? Yeah, let's do it.
Marnie, I am so sorry. Can you forgive me for this?
Not the dead doctor with the hungry scalpel. Here's my prognosis. Will they live?
Doubtful.
You just treat the patient coming flesh sculptures.
Beat your ass like a Rembrandt. Ha! You like that?
Better start praying when you see him coming.
But tonight it's curtains. You're a night.
Your knife, Sir John.
Hope you have my money.
It's one Biagi.
He'll do your ass like dishes. Amputation.
Remember who you are.
Every desperate murmur. I remember when I gaze upon her. She looks just like you. I remember. I remember.
I remember mocking every victim with acute precision.
I remember every time I hold you, my born companion. And I remember. I remember.
Anesthetic is no anesthetic. 90 days of your repo treatment
on the map. Horror on your street corner. Make your mama mourn you. I'm a night surgeon.
I remember.
Flying maggots.
Horace thundered and shouting. What is it now, dear?
I had him, and then...
Oh, I know the sight of bastard, and I saw the man in down the street, and I thought, all the fat and the fire.
No, I had him! His throat was there beneath my hand.
Now, they don't fret.
No, I had him! His throat was there, and he'll never come again.
No, hush, I keep telling you.
When?
What's your question?
Why do I wait? You told me to wait. Now he'll never come again. There's a hole in the world like a great black pit, and it's filled with people who are filled with shit, and the vermin of the world inhabit it. But not for long. They all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because in all of the whole human race, Mrs. Lovett, there are two kinds of men and only two. There's the one stay put in his proper place, and the one with his foot in the other one's face. Look at me, Mrs. Lovett, look at you. No, we all deserve to die. Tell you why, Mrs. Lovett, tell you why. Because the lives of the wicked should be made brief. For the rest of us, death will be a relief. We all deserve to die. And I'll never see Joanna. No, I'll never hug my girl to me. Finished! All right, you sir, how about a shave? Come and visit your good friend, Sweeney. You, sir, welcome to the grave. I will have vengeance. I will have salvation. Who, sir? You, sir? No one in the chair. Come on, come on. Sweeney's waiting. I want you bleeders. You, sir? Anybody, gentlemen. Now, don't be shy. Not one man. No, nor 10 men. No! Can assuage me? I will have you! And I will get him back even as he gloats. In the meantime, I'll practice on less honorable throats. And my Lucy lies in ashes. And I'll never see my girl again. But the work! Wait!
Long ago when I was five, I snuck in the kitchen late at night and ate a donut with a maple glaze. My father asked who ate the snack. I said that it was my brother Jack, and Jack got grounded for 14 days. I've lived with that guilt all of my life, and the terrible vision that I had that night. No, please, I don't want to go back. Companion all alone.
Spooky Juice!
Oh God, how could I have done this to you?
Radius.
How could I break rule 72?
Radius.
And now my soul has just been thrown back into spooky Mormon hell dream!
Down, down to Satan's realm, see where you belong. There is nothing you can do, no escape from spooky Mormon hell dream.
Blamed your brother for eating the donuts, and now you walk out on your mission, companion? You're a dick!
Jesus, I'm sorry!
Jesus hates you, this we know, for Jesus just told you so.
You remember Lucifer? He is even spookier!
Caught playing hooky. Now he's back with all you Catholics and Jews. It's super spooky wookie.
I'm sorry, Lord, it was selfish of me to break the rules. Please, I don't want to be in this spooky Mormon hell dream.
Spooky Mormon hell dream. Genghis Khan, Jeffrey Dahmer, Hitler, Johnny Cochran. The spirits all surround.
I stabbed a guy and fucked his corpse.
I got OJ creepy.
You think that's bad? I broke rule 72. I left my companion. I'm way worse than you. I hate this spooky Mormon hell dream.
Spooky Mormon hell dream.
Oh, Heavenly Father, please give me one more chance. I believe Jesus called me a dick!
And remember when I said that Trey and Matt were going to make an appearance again? That was them with, from the Book of Mormon, Spooky Mormon Hell Dream, which is pretty damn creepy when you think about it, especially if you're Mormon. Speaking of Spooky Mormon Hell Dreams, I hope you're voting this year, or you could be having a Spooky Mormon Hell Dream. Sorry, Jason, I just had to say it. And next up, we have one of the greatest musicals not on Broadway. One of the greatest off-Broadway musicals ever. Yes, that's right, we are talking Silence the Musical. And this song is this. I really like this song because it's basically when you know Buffalo Bill is singing about the whole situation where the girl is in the the girl is in the well and the whole lotion thing. Yeah, this one's called "Put the Lotion in the Basket." It is explicit, so if you don't like to hear the word "fuck" 500 times, you probably shouldn't be listening. Other than that, it's hilarious. And I want to remind everybody that every single one of these songs is available on iTunes. You can buy them just like I did. Or I am going to leave links whenever possible to, you know, if you check on the website, you'll be able to see links to all kinds of information that comes to this, plus a few other things I might have written about the songs. At creepercast.com, you will be able to find that information. We're going to follow up Silence the Musical, Put the Lotion in the Basket, with a Phantom of the Opera tune. Yes, I do believe I did choose that Scottish guy singing. I'm sure you'll forgive me. And after that, I feel like I should be really torturing you all. Yes, because everybody knows that David Hasselhoff is one of the greatest rock stars ever in all time. And actually, if you haven't seen him and Jekyll and Hyde, then you just don't know how good he is. So I'm going to make you listen to it. Or you could turn it off now, I suppose. But why would you want to do that? It's David Hasselhoff. I mean, Michael Knight, people. Come on.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this when it's told. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose. And when it's done, there's one more thing, a simple little task. It's put the fucking lotion in the basket. Put the fucking lotion in the basket. All these stupid women are the same. Helps me not to think of them as human. So I call them it instead of by their names.
Mister, please, no more abuse. Can't you see there's no excuse? My family's probably wondering where I've been.
I'll starve you so your skin gets loose. Stop crying now, you big fat moose. Just put the fucking lotion on your skin. And then put the fucking lotion in the basket. Your chances for survival are remote. I'm impervious to all your silly whining, so pipe down before I jam a moth right down your fucking throat.
Mister, please, my mom's got money. Let me go, this isn't funny. Cops are sure to send somebody. Turn me loose, don't be a dummy.
Listen to you scream and wail. Keep it down, you fucking whale. Mind the broken fingernail. The last girl climbed halfway but failed.
She's down here, you piece of shit.
Put the fucking poodle in the basket. I'd kill you, but there's someone at the door. Don't make me go and get my gun and shoot you. It's a waste of skin. They don't sell fat girls in a fucking store. Put my fucking precious in the basket. Don't you hurt my one and only friend. But I'll teach you if you lay a fucking finger on my poodle's pretty head. Put the fucking poodle in the
sleep, he sang to me. darkness, silence surrounds you. Once there was morning, now endless night. I will find the answer. I'll never desert you. I promise you this, till the day that I...
Do you really think that I would ever let you go? Do you think I'd ever set you free? If you do, I'm sad to say, it simply isn't so. You will never get away from me. All that you are is a face in the mirror. I close my eyes and you disappear. I'm what you face when you face in the mirror. Long as you live, I will still be here. All that you are is the end of a nightmare. All that you are is a dying scream. After tonight, I shall end this demon's dream. This is not a dream, my friend, and it will never end. This one is the nightmare that goes on. And I'll flourish long after you're gone. Soon you will die and my silence will hide you. You cannot choose but to lose control. You can't control me, I live deep inside you. Each day you'll feel me devour your soul. I don't need you to survive as you need me. I'll become whole as you dance with death. And I'll rejoice as you breathe your final breath. Live inside you forever. Take all your evil deeds and you rot in hell. I'll see you there, Jekyll. No! 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 Never!
I knew you'd like the David Hasselhoff song. Anyway, okay, you probably didn't, but I'm going to pretend you did because I don't know any differently. And unless you tell me by emailing us at feedback@creepercast.com or calling our voicemail or even messaging me on Facebook or something, I'm going to assume that you liked hearing David Hasselhoff singing. All right. All right. Anyway, next up, I actually have one more musical tune for you. This one is from Dracula, the musical. It's called Fresh Blood. It's actually a pretty cool song, and I kind of want to see the musical as well. And then we're going to play a couple of, after this one, we will go into a couple of normal sounding songs. Maybe. I haven't decided yet.
I told you, this man belongs to me.
We need no give him to us. You must feed us. Are we to have nothing tonight?
Have I ever let you down? I brought something from the town. I've always understood your hunger. And once I finish with this kill, you may kiss him at your will. He will make us all grow younger. Take your bundle and leave me. There is work to be done.
Unless my ears deceive me, someone's after us. This is some mother's son.
Oh, children of the night, those who hide themselves from light cannot hear their secret music. I am their master, their boyar. I summon them from near and far to make intoxicating music. But it's time now to relieve them.
I must follow my plan. I shall have to bereave them.
I need pastures new. What I'm needing is fresh blood to revive me. Fresh blood in my veins. No one will survive me in those dark souls. When I breathe your English air, I'll be a stranger everywhere. No one will recognize my features. I'll go out hunting all night long, just one more pale face in the throng, turning them all into my creatures. The people all fear me. Their defenses are strong. They refuse to come near me. I need pastures new. What I'm needing is fresh blood on my pillow. Don't call it a sin. A mere peccadillo. Two punctures in the skin. You and your Mina will live forever. You'll do my bidding. You will taste the terror in the streets. That's a meager sacrifice, a most reasonable price for all the riches I am giving. We are the children of the night, and we must hide ourselves from light, but we may feast upon the living. We can take our slow pleasures. We won't run out of time. Inexhaustible treasures. London's full of them. I can sense it. Fresh blood to restore me. Wild nights by the Thames. Fresh blood waiting for me. And countless requiems. Fresh blood running through me.
Okay, we're nearing the end here, which means I have to start wrapping things up. And while I'm wrapping things up, I think you all need to hear a tune that I've been trying to get Jason to play on the Walking Dead Week in Review over and over and over again. And maybe this will finally convince him to do so. Because this one is from Artificial Fear, and it is the Walking Dead theme song, metal version. Hey, that's pretty awesome if you ask me. Let's check it out. All right, nearing the end, we got two songs left. We have one more Halloween-related song, and then my obligatory Twisted Christmas song. The obligatory Christmas song. See, that's like one of my favorite portions of this, because this is where I take a crazy, you know, Christmas song or horror-related even Christmas song and basically wrap things up with it. But before we get into that, this is the point where I was going to play Ministry's Every Day is Halloween, but I don't know, it's an awesome classic tune, but after hearing this recent, you know, the song that I'm about to play next, I figured you can't have a Halloween celebration without a redneck rap song, right? So here's Krispy Kreme's Halloween.
Krispy Kreme and Money Maker Mike, of course. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. It was October 31st. Me and Mike had walked 10 miles and we were dying of thirst. Then all of a sudden we remembered about the curse. It was the curse of the Birmingham hearse. On this very night, 20 years ago, a big black hearse went spinning off the road. For no good reason, it blew all four tires. And guess who was inside it? Mike Myers. We heard stories, but we knew they weren't true about the boy who went missing. They only found his shoes. Scary, but it never happened to us. We weren't afraid, we were way too tough. But then we heard a noise, and then a creepy voice. Was it a monster? Was it James and his boys? Then Mike Myers came busting out the bush. We got up on the back, I screamed, push, Mike, push! Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. Mike pedaled fast, but it wasn't fast enough. Mike Myers never runs, but he always catches up. He knocked us down and we both went flying. The candy sprayed everywhere and Mike started crying. Forget the candy, Mike, go and grab your stinking bike. Plus we got a bunch of candy I don't even really like. Mike, he's got a stinking knife, we're about to lose our life. Pedal, Mike, pedal, Mike, pedal, Mike, with all your might. We pedaled and pedaled, it felt like forever. We said it never happened, well, never say never. I took a look behind me, I didn't see a thing. But then my shoelace got caught up in the chain. The bike swerved, the bike crashed, and then we both got covered in trash. And right before our heads are about to get hacked off, Mike Myers takes his mask off. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It's Halloween.
And there you have it, the 12 Halloween songs, and of course, coming up is the obligatory Christmas tune. But before I get into the obligatory Christmas tune, I have to say thank you for joining me in this, and I hope and I'm pretty sure I've helped make your Halloween ghoulish night that much more fun. All right, your obligatory Christmas song is from the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society, Have Yourself a Scary Little Christmas. And while you're listening to this one, I want to remind you all again, because you can't overplug anything, right? I want to remind you all again to join us on every Wednesday. You can find in your iTunes feed the CreeperCast. And also every Wednesday now, since the Walking Dead has begun, you can also find the Walking Dead Week in Review, where we have new guest hosts Casey and Loves Dragons joining us. It's nice to have a couple of female voices and somebody other than Jason to talk to and argue with, because you know how women like to argue. You can also contact us at feedback@creepercast.com. You can call us. Yes, you can call us at that voicemail hotline number that I gave you, and we want to hear from you. And it's been a great, and this, it's been a great 3 years of CreeperCast, and we're looking to, forward to at least three more. In the meantime, enjoy the H.P. Lovecraft Societies. Have yourself a scary little Christmas. No, solstice. Yeah, have yourself a scary little solstice. No, really. I want you to have yourself a scary little solstice.
Scary solstice, Rebecca.